Here with me in this interview, I have David Perkis with Purdue University. And David, first of all, tell me just about yourself and the type of work you're doing.
Sure. Well, I was originally trained as an engineer and was very interested in emissions projects. In other words, minimizing emissions, polluting, et cetera, as an engineer. And when I'm currently in agricultural economics as a graduate student, and I'm interested in a lot of the same things. And energy is a rich topic right now, and a lot of transformations going on in the energy industry. And so a lot of my research is geared towards looking at how those transformations, how those changes in biofuels, in oil, et cetera, impact our environment and impact our emissions.
So here at this conference, you're talking about the title of it, Spatial Optimization and Economies of Scale for Cellulose to Ethanol Facilities in Indiana. What are some of the things that you have found that you wanted this group to know about with that work?
The purpose of this work was really to answer questions that are made by local decision makers. And again, with environmental impacts, with transportation infrastructure, a lot of local decision makers have questions in terms of, okay, we're switching over to biofuels. This is a trend that doesn't seem to be able to, it's going to be reversed anytime soon. Where are these plants going to be located? What do we have to prepare for? How can we, what things can we do to entice a plant to come to our county? Do we even have a chance? And so our research here is to look at some of the driving factors of plant placement from cellulose source materials and communicate that to decision makers so that they can take the next steps in their policy and analysis.
Give me an example of what would be some of the things that a location needs to have in order to be optimal for this kind of investment.
Right. Well, optimal in terms of what our paper found is that, the big driver right now is really corn stover. Switchgrass looks like it has some potential. Poplar has some potential, but you have to use new land to produce those energy crops, and so you just can't get around the lower cost of using a crop that's already a byproduct of corn production. And so the biggest driving factor are just corn yields and corn stover yields. If you can get enough of it off of the land, that's going to be one of your lowest cost cellulose source ethanols. Another factor is just transportation distances. By all accounts, it looks like, it looks like the transportation costs don't vary that much at this point. But if, as technology is developed, some of those costs might be more differentiated, and that'll obviously be a driving factor in terms of where plants are located.
Well, thanks for taking a couple of minutes to talk with me about the information presented here at the Transition to a Bioeconomy Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.